USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle against the coronavirus is still continuing. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 cases are still rising in most states. Pfizer is now asking the FDA to allow its coronavirus vaccine to be administered to kids ages 12 to 15. This comes as deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine are expected to drop by more than 80% next week due to ongoing manufacturing problems. The White House says health officials are now working to make sure the situation doesn't impact their mass vaccination drive.
On Johnson & Johnson, the company is working closely with the FDA to resolve any manufacturing issues. Johnson & Johnson has also reiterated its commitment to provide at or near 100 million vaccine doses by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The former Minneapolis police officer who is charged in the death of George Floyd is still on trial. Today is the 10th day. Jurors heard from the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy and signed the death certificate. The doctor stood by his original ruling that Floyd's death was a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we apply the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
But under cross-examination, the medical examiner did note some other factors that may have contributed to George Floyd's death.
So in your opinion, both the heart disease as well as the history of hypertension and the drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death?
In my opinion, yes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House Ethics Committee is opening a bipartisan investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Florida Republican is also being investigated by the Justice Department over allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and paid for her travel out of state. If so, he would be breaking sex trafficking laws. Gaetz spoke on stage at a Save America summit. It was hosted by the conservative group Women for America First. It was held at the Trump Doral Hotel.
I'm built for the battle, and I'm not going anywhere. The smears against me range from distortions of my personal life to wild, and I mean wild, conspiracy theories. I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail. So when you see the leaks and the lies and the falsehoods and the smears, when you see the anonymous sources and insiders forecasting my demise, know this. They aren't really coming for me. They're coming for you.
Gaetz denies any wrongdoing and he refuses calls to resign. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.